Gibson was a green finger. I never could learn that green finger touch. I'll raise a pot, I'll forget to water it, and it'll die, or maybe give it too much water. I never did know that much about it.
Something you put in cut flowers.
Right. We had a vase. She cut her flowers, put them in a vase, set them around in the rooms, and it gave you a good odor, sweet smell, and...
What do you boil water in?
We boil water in an old kettle. An old iron kettle.
And you fry eggs in a...
Fry eggs on an iron fryer. We never did have these... Well, they have some now people use, but... Camp out, what have you. But we did have an old cook stove that had an old reservoir on it. They called it a water tank, filled it up with water, and if it got hot, you'd have warm water in there.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see one of them?
No, sir. I remember my grandmother having an old cook range.
Well, cook range, and it was a wooden cook stove, and it had water tanks on the side of it, maybe hold 5 gallons of water, and when the stove got hot, the water would get warm. And if it wasn't hot enough, you'd pour it out in a kettle and set it on the stove and get it hot as you want it. Boiling.
From the stove up to the chimney, ran
home. We call a stove pipe. An old stove pipe ran up to the chimney. Chimney was in even with the roof of the house. And the stove pipe would go up in it with about an 8-inch hole there and pick up in the chimney. Clear the smoke out.
Have y'all a dishwasher?
We have one now. I never had a dishwasher. We were the dishwashers in my day. 11 children. Somebody was always there to wash dishes, most of the girls.
You had one thing to soak.
They'd wash them in one pan and put them in another pan with hot water and then to rinse them, and then they'd use a towel to dry them. Did it all and put them up at the same time. They didn't leave them laying around like they do now and drop them in a dishwasher and forget about it.
What would you have kind of a little thing to clean your face with? Cloth or rag?
Sure, they would make a washcloth out of, I can't remember exactly the material it came out of, it's some gourd or something, and roll them things and make a good washcloth.
Gourd?
Yes, it was a kind of a gourd, and the lining of it, and you dried it out, and I wouldn't say exactly how it was, but it made a good washcloth. Have you ever heard anyone tell you about that?
I know what a gourd is. We used to use those to drink.
Right. Something like a gourd. You would get the husk out of the inside of it, and it was laminated. Take it out and dry it, and it wouldn't. And then you'd have a good washcloth out of it.
Never heard anything like that in my life.
You haven't.
Yeah. Now you get water out of it. Turn the water on.
Yeah, we turn the water on. Well, back early part of the days, you didn't have all the water. Now, I was born here in the city. They didn't have all the water at times. Some of them had dug wells.
You had city water.
I had city water. Out in the outlying area, they had dug wells. A little later on, they got modernized, and they put them a water pump down, shallow water in this area.
Well, what do you call a place out in the yard that you hook a hose to?
We call it a faucet. Now, some call it a water spigot, but we call it a water faucet. Mother used to say, put the dishes in the zinc. Yeah, and that was the language they'd use. You put the dishes in the zinc. Always called it all her life a zinc. And sometimes you catch yourself saying the zinc.